This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, which, by the way, this is, you'll get to hear that two more times this week, two more days this week. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
He was gone last week because he was teaching a bunch of teachers some other stuff, like the banging erasers and how to, you know, correct tests and everything else. Joining us, it's been a week, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Are you there? Oh, gosh.
I got you now.
Okay. All right.
That's all right. I was looking around to be clicking something, Bill. I thought it was me messing up your show again.
No, I thought it was me messing up my show again. It was, you know, Ben, you're Captain Kirk now. I mean, you know, if you can't keep the Enterprise on the straight and narrow, I don't know who's going to do it. Anyway, back from the faster teaching, I take it?
Faster by way of Jacksonville, Florida for an outdoor gun and knife show also. So I left faster and went straight to the airport and found myself in Jacksonville and got to speak about Second Amendment, lethal force and the law, and to get people fired up and get ready for this upcoming election. And they're working on it, and they're concerned like the rest of us are.
Yeah. I talked briefly to Mr. Knight today. Found out that you won't be coming to the Palmetto State next week.
Well, so far it doesn't look good, but if I can take care of a couple of little details, I'm going to do my best to be there. So we're not yet. I never say never until the stairs go up and the plane backs out.
Understand. While you were away, we saw a new thing that I'm used to executive orders and unilateral decisions and everything. Apparently, in Massachusetts now, the attorney general of a state is an extremely powerful individual.
It's amazing how they get these powers that never existed until they decide to give them to themselves. And, you know, structures of government are set that way. Who would imagine that an attorney general can make decisions like that in Massachusetts or in any state?
Well, you know, I've had some dealings in the past with Wyndham Weaponry out of Wyndham, Maine. Mm-hmm. And they have the Massachusetts compliant AR, where they took the buttstock and took one of the tubes of the buttstock and twisted it a little bit and heated it and made put a couple of angles in it that weren't there before and made it look like a regular shoulder stock made of tubes. And I guess that was their attempt maybe to make it look like a Ruger Mini 14 with a pistol grip or something. I don't know. But that was compliant, and it was settled law for like 18 or 20 years. That was allowed. That was okay. Everything was cool until she decided that she was looking at the copycats and whatever. However, and plus she's talking about actions too. She's talking about the way the weapon functions. So she's also banning Glocks, right?
Yeah, she, you know, it's the same old list. But, it, you know, it is strange that it'll be interesting if a Mini 14 type firearm is going to be banned for the first time, because, you know, Mini 14 is an old wooden lug. Nobody would think that would ever do nearly as much damage as something as evil as an AR-15.
I've never owned one, but I wouldn't mind owning one. I mean, I may go out and just get one. I may go looking for one just to have one, just because. You know, I think it's a very capable weapon. And what I like about it is it's all based on the M1. So
exactly. You know, and I could say that rumor has it that I've been seen with one, and that's exactly why. It's never been on a ban list. And so I like that automatically. And it's a sheep and wolves clothing. But, it, you know, it's when you have no rule of law, if you think about it, you know, after Hillary Clinton doesn't get indicted, what does anybody have to worry about?
I guess nothing.
No, so these people that are grabbing power, usurping power, power that was never theirs in the first place, and specifically was left to the two chambers in an executive decision, but when there's no rule of law, you know, what can they do to me? And certainly nothing compared to what you would think. So I think that's part of our government coming unraveled, and it's time for a recall in November. And that, you know, when you talk to Tim Knight and you talk to Laura Carno and you talk to Judson Crossland and everybody else that was involved with the Colorado recalls, maybe that's what we need to take a look at. And we should consider our election's a recall election. And maybe more of us will get off the couch and maybe more of us will get out there and do something. But, Bill, it comes down to the fact that there's no rule of law. This country's out of control. But if you talk to the left, if you look at the progressives, everything's fine. The economy's fine. The middle class is fine. 4,000 people haven't been killed by each other in Chicago since Obama's been in power. Everything's fine.
Dogs and cats living together.
In harmony.
Yeah. You know, we got a couple of minutes left. I saw this, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but Huffington Post ran an article. And I guess this is an attempt to poke the eye of the NRA, where they said that the NAGR was the reason that the Republican, you know, when Ryan was going to consider the Cornyn bill in the House after the sit-in, they're saying that the NAG, and they let Dudley get out there and do a little talking, which, you know, most sane people would never do.
Right.
Is this an attempt by the left on their journalistic side there to get out there and just another way to try to rub salt on the bear?
You know what? I'm not quite sure. Knowing the way that NAGR works and knowing how they kind of infiltrate places, they might have ended up with somebody from NAGR within the Huffington Post, and that's where it came from. Oftentimes, it's as simple as that. We had problems, and we still have ongoing problems with them dipping their toes in the water in Ohio. You figure, where do they come from? Well, a past aide to one of the senators now works for NAGR, and that's how they got their foot in the door. So it could be something as simple as that, or certainly if they're trying to stick a stick in the bee's nest or beehive of the NRA. That's not going to do it. The fact that I think that we have Hillary Clinton, lying Hillary, trying to become our president. And if you think about everything from Benghazi, and I've seen the commercial that whoever puts this out is going to be amazing. You know, it's basically 13 minutes of lying and 13 minutes of getting away from crime and 13 minutes of making mistakes over and over again. And if that doesn't lead us all down the path to understanding about what we have the opportunity to be cursed with, and what will happen to our Supreme Court, then nothing will. And I still truly believe that the people hearing your voice and my voice and the writers out there and the blogs out there, and I said it last night and I'll say it again, is people like you. I don't listen to the lamestream media anymore. I can't. I don't know who to trust, and I need to get my news somewhere else, and that's why I come here to listen to you, because we have to. And you guys now should be afforded.
Coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. We'll be right back. This is Nothing But.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Second Call Defense. Check them out. Starting Monday.
You got me, Bill.
Starting Monday. When I'm coming back, and I'm gonna have to write this down. I've got this lamp hanging here. Mainly, it just takes up space. But I'm gonna have to take this to it because for the first time in quite some time, starting Monday, this will become the Second Call Defense. You do not walk alone, studio or something like that, because starting Monday, everything is presented by Second Call Defense. Got to get a couple of other things done. But, you know, there may be some residuals left over, but starting Monday, this is the Second Call Defense studio because Second Call Defense is now presenting Lock and Load.
And we have banners on the way, so dress up that studio a little bit. We have some online stuff on the way, and I'm sorry it took us so long to get that stuff to you.
Well, you're out there teaching teachers how to kill spree killers, which, you know, those are a few of my favorite things. One thing I want to ask, with regards to Second Call Defense and all this other stuff, what do you make of these defenses we see that they're pretty? I mean, I know what you're going to say about this, right? And I'm not putting you in the same category because you guys actually work in a world of logic. But there's, you know, we look at this DNC. And they had speakers whose only claim to fame was their son assaulted a law enforcement officer. And you guys are out there having to defend people with no records whatsoever. When you see stuff like that, do you just sort of sit back there and shake your head a little bit?
You know, at times you shake your head. At times you find a wall to beat your head into because when we come off the tracks like that, and if you think about how far the DNC stooped, To have people that were actually felons that whose only claim to fame, like you said, were attacking police officers, our heroes, you know, you take a double take and it makes you wonder, what have we come to as a country? But at the same time, we still have our finger on the trigger, so to speak, when we walk into the ballot box. But it's indefensible what they've done, but they've never been brought to task about it. When you have a press and that still claim the protection of the First Amendment, which I don't believe they deserve anymore. When you have a press that doesn't question what they do, that do not highlight the wrongs, that do not thrash them for what they do on a daily basis, you know, that's why our founding fathers, you know, blessed them with the First Amendment and the Second Amendment to back them up, to make sure that they could say those things that the politicians wouldn't want to say, that they could bring everything to light that Hillary Clinton's been doing, that they could highlight everything, all the injustices that have been done, all the evils that our government is portraying, but now they don't because they choose not to. I don't know whose money, whose hands are in whose pocket, but it's amazing that we have stooped this low and the DNC has stooped that low. Now, let's not even forget about all the emails, all the Bernie Sanders people. You know, that was one thing, and you think, you know, I keep thinking about poor Richard Nixon. All he did was lose a few minutes of video or audio tape.
Yeah.
But think about that. I mean, we have a media and a press that don't care. And if I wasn't listening to you, we wouldn't hear that today.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I'll preface this. I don't want to put put pressure on you. If I had to go out there and pick, if you were to say, Bill, go pick who you think would make a great president, it wouldn't be Trump. Okay? But having said that, everybody right now is beating up on him and saying he needs to pull back and everything else and stop, I guess, abandon everything that got you here in the first place because of this thing with the Gold Star family, the Khan family. And, I mean, the more you vet Khazir Khan, this guy's a Sharia law-touting scholar, you know, Quran-thumping dude. I mean, why shouldn't we go after him? Why shouldn't Trump? Why shouldn't I? I mean, everybody should be going after him. And yet, We've got a bunch of people right now that are, I mean, you know, Mitt Romney's getting ready to endorse Gary Johnson.
You know what? I can't believe that they're doing this. I don't know what they're trying to do. These people are supposed to be smart enough to know better. They know that when you're getting a third-party candidate in place, you know you're handing the election to Hillary. If you're not voting for anybody but Trump right now, you're voting for Hillary Clinton. And sometimes that's the best we can do. In this case, this is all we have. Look at the alternative, people. Look at what's going to happen to your Supreme Court. And if you're discounting that, it's a Supreme Court that's going to affect us for the rest of our grandkids' generation. And it's a government that's totally out of control now. Now let's think about an unimpeded government. You have an unimpeded government that deals nothing whatsoever, but everything that would be wrong with America. Who's going to stop them? Who's going to stop the oppression? Look what's happened to the middle class. Look what's happened to the upper class. Look what's happened to our borders. We have no control. This country is off the tracks right now, and now you're talking about handing the keys to everybody? It makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, all the evils, the worst part of government you're about to get, and we're about to hand it to them. You know, I think about, if you think about all the books that have been written in the past, and I often go back to George Orwell's 1984 as I'm looking at my brand new iPhone tracking me through the airports and tracking me throughout the United States. Well, he had everything right except we would willingly hand over the keys to our personal information, and now we're willingly handing over the keys to our government, the greatest country in the world still. We're about to give it all up. We're about to say, here it is, we're leaving, and we're keeping the door open for you. And there's no other way to explain it, Bill.
I'm not in that just yet. We got about a minute left. Second call defense. If you're carrying a gun in the car, if you're carrying a gun on your person, if you have a gun in the house, and that gun exists purely for you to defend yourself with it, then you should be a member of second call defense. Simply because if you do that in that unthinkable moment, if you have to defend yourself, where you're going next, there is no way for you to prepare against it. The people at Second Call Defense, the associates, the lawyers themselves would not represent themselves. They are members of Second Call Defense as well. So having said all of that, use my name, get the first month free, complete the kit. The entirety of your self-defense will then be completely guaranteed. SecondCallDefense.org. When we get back, more with Sean Maloney. I think, yeah, this is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Good evening, coming back at you, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by the aforementioned Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're not a member yet, you should be. You'd be in good company. I'm a member. Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. How was that? Did you like that rejoinder? Was that pretty good? Is that a good one? Can I use that?
I loved it, Bill, and I want to remind everybody out there, I'm a member.
Yeah. Being asked in the chat room, joining me again is CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. PW is in the chat room again, and he wants to know, how would Second Call Defense deal with a situation where a gun charge is among other charges in a complicated situation, which I guess there's a lot. I'm going to presume all it's complicated because there's multiple criminal charges involved, but just a gun charge.
If the gun charge revolves around using a firearm, properly using a firearm in self-defense, then by all means, we're going to be there with you 100% of the way. But if you're burglarizing a house and you choose to use your firearm in self-defense, then of course that's a different ball game, and it's hard to tell when you have those kind of facts. But any time, any justifiable use of a firearm in self-defense by a good guy with a gun, you're going to be covered.
Is there such a thing as justified defense? if you're burglaring a house, if somebody comes at you with like a meat hammer, are you can you defend yourself?
In that situation, when you're burglarizing, and generally speaking, if you start it, you can't finish it, and so already you're done. But if there's some strange set of circumstances, or there's a bunch of other charges that really have nothing to do with the illegal use of a firearm, then the non-illegal use of the firearm is going to be covered.
Now,
there's some states out there that where you could actually start a fight. And even though you started it, you can finish it with self-defense. And, you know, there's a couple of them out there like that. There's certain, in Arizona, for instance, there's certain crimes that if you witness being committed, you can use lethal force. If you walk on somebody committing arson, you can use lethal force to stop the arson. So there's a bunch of different things like that out there. So it's hard to put a blanket statement on there, but suffice it to say, if you're legally using a firearm, we got your back.
With second call defense, are your associates in these states who where you know they get called on not as frequently as say you would, you and your core group would? Are these guys primarily just general practitioners of criminal defense? Are they pretty well-rounded when it comes to that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't choose any attorney, nor would I choose an attorney that doesn't have a significant amount of firearms law experience. There's something special about a criminal defense attorney who also is well-rounded when it comes to justifiable use of a firearm and self-defense. There's a lot of defense attorneys out there who have never represented anybody that have been innocent in their entire life. There's people that just walk in and they enter pleas and they know that everybody that they represented, you know, are three or four or five time losers. But there's a difference between criminal defense attorneys and attorneys out there that are prepared to fight for somebody's innocence because they are. And the same goes for firearms in the law. Not everybody is well rounded in the proper use of a firearm or self defense and lethal force in the law. And that's what I'm out there looking for. And those are the attorneys that we have. And that's why I get phone calls from really all over the country. Being with the internet, I never know who's going to be calling me. I always answer my phone, and I'm wondering what's going to come up now. Area codes I don't recognize, but yeah. But I answer the questions and I find them the proper attorneys. So you know, it's a good point, Bill. You're going to have the best attorney there. That's also a criminal defense attorney, but they're going to be firearms and law experts and lethal force and law experts. I think it might have been I think it might have been Tim Knight who coined me a self defense attorney.
With something like what just happened in Massachusetts, where all of a sudden now there's a bunch of people that bought weapons and now they're victims of an ex post facto law, or could be, because she's out there saying, "Well, we're not going to do anything right now." And even though she's getting a lot of blowback from everybody there, the governor, the legislature, and everything else. That's still out there. When that happens, do you typically see an influx of members from people that have been sort of sitting on the fence, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Well, I might need some help here very shortly." Does that happen? Do you see that coming from places like Massachusetts or California or?
Yeah, we do see that happening. Actually, California, Illinois, and California are some of our top states for members. And you have to remember that when we created the foundation has latitude that nobody else has. The members of the foundation, the board of the foundation, when things like pop up, they're popping up in Massachusetts. Well, sure, it may be against the law at the time, and improperly enforced law or a law that's just plain unenforceable on its face. While they are trying to enforce it, the foundation has the ability to cover all of our members, and that's something that nobody else has. I was looking at the fine print for some of our other competitors out there, and I don't know how they're getting away with what they're doing, and I understand when you read the fine print that they're not going to be there for you, but I always point out that, folks, we have a foundation. And the foundation gives us latitude that nobody else has. Our foundation can cover you day one, dollar one, immediately up front for things that nobody else can, because our foundation is a group of people that can put their heads together and use common sense and say, this isn't right. And the money that we have invested in our foundation and the money that continually goes into our foundation gives us the flexibility to represent and protect our members the way that nobody else can. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I often forget to speak specifically about our foundation, because it was designed to take care of things. We know that there's going to be situations where an insurance company, for example, aren't going to cover that. Well, that's all right. I don't have to worry about being reimbursed by an insurance company, because my foundation has the money to take care of everything and not worry about being reimbursed. And we get to do things that nobody else can.
The big difference between Second Call Defense, for those that may not quite get it, the majority of these companies out here that claim to represent you and are going to take care of you are going to do that after you're exonerated. They're going to pay you back everything you had to put into your legal defense. You might be reduced to panhandling. You might be out there saying, I'll do voiceover for food or something like that. With Second Call Defense, somebody comes through your front door and you pop them, they're going to be cleaning your carpet. You're going to be seeing psychologists. They're going to be bailing you out of jail. All that stuff's going to happen before you go to trial, if you go to trial. The other thing that's going to happen is they're going to be showing up going, yes, we are we're Bill Frady's attorney. Yeah, we're his legal defense. What we got here? You guys had another home invasion? He did good. Don't worry, Bill. That's a good home invader right there. That's a good one that you got right there, because you stopped him. That's what makes him good. You stopped him, Bill. You got anything else to tell my client before I take him and get him a cup of coffee? And that kind of stuff, believe me, makes a difference versus you being put in the back of a squad car, having to find an attorney off of a list that you're going to be supplied by one of the competitors, and then trying to call him, and then trying to get out of jail. So,
yeah,
I mean, We're coming up on the break, Sean.
That's a good point. We don't reimburse. We pay up front.
Yes. Yes. This is a pay-as-you-go kind of thing. As it happens, as it unfolds, their wallet comes open and stays open until it's done from day one. And it covers everything under the sun that you would never think about. It is present there. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I say that pretty easy. That was pretty easy to adapt. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, if you haven't got a reason yet to go to Second Call Defense, well, give us one more segment. We'll give you one. Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Do you own any customized guns? Did you see the latest executive order?
You know what? I didn't see the latest executive order. I heard chatter, but didn't have enough time to slow down enough to take a look at it. I do own some customized guns. Now was it our thief in chief doing this, or? Because don't forget, Obama runs a continuing criminal enterprise, so maybe he wants some new guns for himself. To complicate.
What he's done is he's decided that if somebody gets out there and puts a threading on a barrel, or if somebody gets out there and takes some material off of a slide or something else, that makes them a manufacturer. So now they'll have to do an excise tax on each thing they do to a gun and pay an additional fee of $2,295 or something like that. Pay an additional fee per year. So, you know, his regulatory books, this is all, you know, he's just swelled the regulations and everything. But at the same time, he's,
Think about it, Bill, and think about it, people. This is the type of guy he is. He is going out of his way to impose his will and the will of the people that hate our ability to say no. Remember, that's what it's all about. We still have the ability to say not today, not on our watch. And unfortunately, they're going to tax ammunition. They will keep attacking ammunition. Any way they can get a foothold, any way they can make things more difficult for us, they're going to do so. And Hillary Clinton is licking her chops. She wants to be the next person in there because she probably has a lot of great ideas to continue these things going on. And who knows? Who knows what position that he'll end up having in the White House? Obama, maybe he's not going anywhere.
Well, you know, who knows where he's going to go. I'm worried about Bill Clinton getting back in there. So should Hillary, though, but that's all beside the point. I talked to the guy at Agency Arms, and he's going to come on the show with me tomorrow to talk about this. But, like, just on the excise tax part of it. Now, these guys are going to pass this cost on to their customers if it stays, right, if it remains. So, like, in the case of a full build on an Agency Arms gun, on a Glock, where their full build used to be $1,400 flat, it will now be $1,544. Or $1,540, yeah. 11% excise tax. So it's just going to, I guess they're trying to drive the price up or something. I don't know how that's going to play, because normally people that are buying custom guns, I expect to spend some money on them.
Right, and you know that all these custom guns and that excise tax is going to drive the murder rate down in Chicago, and that's probably what he's intending.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't read that deep into his stuff. I probably ought to have.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. Anytime he has the opportunity to stick a thorn and stick a knife in our side and twist it, he's going to be. And the fact that the ATF is over a year behind on Nick's appeals to purchase a firearm tells me that, you know, that's a slowdown that, you know, that's created somewhere at the top. The amount of Nick's appeals I've had to do, the amount of, for no reason, when they clearly haven't been under a disability, leads me to believe, and I do think that far into it, that's just another way for him to put a shiv in our side and to twist it. He hates us that bad. He hates this government and this country that bad. And it reminds me that when he was sworn in, I think as a senator, I totally forgot that he demanded that to be done in the Korean, but I don't want to say too much more about that. But, I mean, folks, come on. You know, We have to call our neighbors. We have to make sure we get the vote out. There's an estimated 140 million households with guns. We have to take this country back. You got to talk to your neighbors. We're going to be blanketed with commercials, radio, TV, and the phone call is going to come. And when the robots all start coming, just remember, it's us talking to our neighbors.
When you look at money in politics, though, that's all it is buying ads.
Yep.
It's buying media, it's buying billboards, it's buying ads in newspapers and magazines and TV and radio. And that's not votes. That's not votes. I mean, you guys got out there when you and Knight were in Colorado. Mm-hmm. If it was based on money alone, you guys would be dead now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, at least people are listening. When we get out there, the true Second Amendment advocate and the true American, the true Americans realize what's going on. They may be slow to react, but they don't ignore it. I just want to wake them up a little bit sooner, shake the dust off a little bit sooner just to make myself sleep a little bit better. But I know that if we can get a portion of that 140 million households with guns out there, that'll make a difference. And I think that everybody realizes what we've ended up with and how can you ignore what's happening now. I truly believe that this is going to be like Reagan Carter. When the media tried to tell us how bad Ronald Reagan was going to get beat, he didn't stand a chance, but it was a silent majority. I truly believe that silent majority is still out there, and we're going to start making noise soon.
Well, I've got a couple of years on you. I know we're very close in age and everything, but I wasn't paying attention back then because I was in the military. When Reagan was coming up, were the Republicans against Reagan?
You know what? Yes, I think he was. Because he was a movie star, and he had been a Democrat in the past, and he wasn't something that they didn't like a whole lot. So in the beginning, when Reagan was on the way up, you know, they were against him. Certainly, I don't think to the extent they're against Trump right now, but we're in a different America right now.
Yeah, that was a different time. We seemed so innocent back then. I look back at the 80s, and I look back, I mean, in the 80s, we were convinced the Soviet Union was absolutely going to just run roughshod over us in about 24 hours. Our job was to hold for 72 hours, and we were pretty sure they were going to be in Paris by that time. Turned out that was never the case. And we, you know, we believed it, though.
Well, and, you think about our media even back then. Remember Star Wars? Ronald Reagan had the Russians believing that we could put a dome of lasers on satellites and protect our country and protect the world. Well, when he's using it as a tool to negotiate, who do you think is out there screaming that it doesn't work? It's not true. Our own media. They've always been stupid. They've always been dumb.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here left. I don't have time to go into the Khazir Khan thing. I've been beating up on Khan myself all this week since all this stuff started.
Somebody has to. Oh, don't stop. Somebody has to, and it has to be you.
Well, this guy's a Sharia pounding Quran thumping dude. I mean, this isn't some guy that's sitting out there. And by the way, I don't believe that, you know, a litmus test of making sacrifice to the country means that you have to lose a child. Khazir Khan did not make the sacrifice. His son did. And before you came on the show, I was reading off a list of all of these Islamic soldiers who had fragged their own, you know, fragged Americans in the theater or around here. So it's imposing and it's sickening. But anyway, second call defense. Those who have not figured out that there's a symbiotic relationship will come Monday. I will definitely drive it home because starting Monday, just right now, I figured out how the rejoinder is going to be. Second Call Defense is the new presenting sponsor, and that's because of what they do. And what they do is all based upon what I advocate. I advocate that you should carry a gun in self-defense, but there's one thing that you can't train to do, I can't train you to do, I can't advise you. That's how to defend yourself if you defend yourself in a court of law. They're the specialists in that, and that's why you should join them. That's why I have joined them. That's why we've started this relationship. That's why, if you're not a member, you should be a member. So, secondcalldefense.org, any combination of my name. Listen, take next week off on Teaching Faster so you can come back on Wednesday, because next week everything's full house, right? Yeah.
That's exactly it. And I'm still going to try to get out there to you. I'm not done yet.
All right.
A special studio appearance.
That'd be cool. Third act coming up. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.